This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukraine said on Wednesday it had destroyed Russian pontoon bridges with U.S.-made weapons to defend its incursion into Russia's Kursk region. Kyiv has announced a string of battlefield successes since its surprise incursion into Kursk on August 6. But Moscow said its forces had halted Kyiv's advance there and gained ground in eastern Ukraine, where troops are worn down by 2.5 years of fighting. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton told delegates at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago Wednesday there was a sharp difference between Republican ex-president Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris for the people. And the other guy who's proved even more than the first go-around that he's about me, myself, and I.
Clinton was one of many dignitaries speaking on the third night of the Democratic convention ahead of the acceptance speech by Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as Harris's vice presidential running mate. Former President Trump held his first outdoor event outside his various properties on Wednesday since last month's attempt on his life. He was protected by glass shields and snipers on adjacent rooftops.
We got, I don't know if the stage is going to hold him, but if it doesn't, we've had bigger risks than this. Right? Come on, sheriffs.
The former U.S. president survived an assassination attempt on July 13th at a rally in the state of Pennsylvania. The Washington Post reported last week the U.S. Secret Service approved a new plan for Trump to continue outdoor rallies in the wake of that assassination attempt. This is VOA News.